Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. The purpose of this recording is to sow God's Word into your heart and allow the Father to reveal His only begotten Son, just as He did for the Apostle Peter. We will start with seven Old Testament scriptures proclaiming and foretelling that He is coming, followed by the actual fulfillment of these scriptures in the life of Jesus. With about 90 further scriptures and some music, we'll hear the Word of God revealing Himself as the Son of God, as our Savior, and as our Lord. Let's listen in. Build our faith. Become strong in spirit with the power of His might, fully persuaded that Jesus is Lord. He is coming. Isaiah 46. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. From ancient times God has spoken through the prophets of His coming Son. Micah 5. But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Matthew 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Jeremiah 17. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. John 4. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living water. Revelation 21. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Psalm 16. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Acts 13. God has fulfilled the same unto us, His children, in that He hath raised up Jesus again. As it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Psalm 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Matthew 27. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 22. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Matthew 27. He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Psalm 22. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. John 19. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, for whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. Zechariah 11. And I said unto them, If you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Matthew 26. And Judas said unto them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they agreed with him for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 27. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. The Son of God. Matthew 16. Jesus asked the disciples, Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied to Peter, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Mark 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 1 John 1. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Psalm 2. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day I have begotten thee. 1 John 5. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the one true God and eternal life. Matthew 26. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus answered him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. 1 John 2. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. He that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. 2 John 1. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. John 20. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Romans 1. Concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians 1. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 John 1. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 3. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 4. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Praise the Lord. Jesus, our Savior. Luke 2. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. John 4. And they said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Acts 5. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Acts 13. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. And of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Philippians 3. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 4. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. 2 Timothy 1. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Titus 2, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 3. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. 1 John 4, And we have seen, and do testify, that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus, our Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. James 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Acts 2. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. 1 Timothy 2. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Acts 15. But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Acts 16. And brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts 28. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. Romans 15. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 8. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Jesus the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 4. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 8. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Galatians 6. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Ephesians 3. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 5. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Philippians 3. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Colossians 1. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 3. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 5. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and word. 1 Timothy 1. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 6. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. 2 Timothy 4. I charge thee therefore before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Romans 6. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Corinthians 13. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. To him be all the glory. Ephesians 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Revelation 4. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 7. Saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Revelation 5, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. 1 Chronicles 29, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Jude 1. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Jeremiah 15. Thy words, Father, of your glorious Son were found, and we did eat them. And thy word was unto us the joy and rejoicing of our heart. For we are called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Luke 24. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? To him be all the glory. Ephesians 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Revelation 4. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 7, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Revelation 5, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. 1 Chronicles 29, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Jude 1. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Jeremiah 15. Thy words, Father, of your glorious Son were found, and we did eat them. And thy word was unto us the joy and rejoicing of our heart. For we are called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Luke 24. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures.
There's plenty of, there's abundance of your grace for all who would seek your face, your faithfulness, your righteousness, your holiness is greater than. Your love is such a mystery, your mercy overwhelms us, your grace has no limits, your faithfulness is everlasting. Oh, the one. There's plenty of, there's abundance of your grace for all who would seek your face, your faithfulness, your righteousness, your holiness is greater than our sin. Your love is such a mystery. knows no limits. Your faithfulness is everlasting. All the wonder of your love, your mercy, there's plenty of, there's abundance of your grace for all who would seek your face. Your faithfulness, your righteousness, your holiness is greater than our sin. All the wonder of your
a soaking
I am here.